We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:15, of course, the news this morning that everybody's talking about is that ship running into the bridge, I-695 bridge, Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, and I just found some video. You can see the video on our website at WWL.com. I just found some video, a little bit longer video that I retweeted. If you follow me at TTuckerWWL, you'll be able to see it. It's a longer video, and you can see the ship definitely had steering problems, and the lights went on and off a couple of different times before the ship did hit the bridge. And you heard on the news just now that they actually sped up to try to control steering, or at least that's what the smoke coming out of the smokestack indicates, and that's the worst possible case, because then you got ship hitting the bridge at ramming speed, right? So God bless all those people. We're talking to David Hammer now, WWL Louisiana TV, and WWL Louisiana investigative reporter, about the mess with the St. Tammany Parish Coroner's Office. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Tommy.
How, you knew that he was going to show up at midnight, apparently?
Yeah, that was Sunday night into Monday morning. He was taking office officially at that time, and I just heard that he was going to be there and they were going to celebrate his ascension to the coroner's office. So, yeah, I was there waiting to meet with him and try to talk to him, because it was back in February that I broke the story that he had these 22-year-old charges for child sexual assault from New Mexico that were never resolved because they were thrown out for a lack of a speedy trial. And so he had this kind of thing that nobody knew about. He just moved to St. Tammany Parish about a year ago, and he ran unopposed. So he didn't actually appear on the ballot. So he was elected by acclamation when he qualified for the post back in the fall. And so, you know, this was new information for people in St. Tammany to find out that their new coroner had this history, plus he had had a sexual harassment settlement that he paid in 2022 with a female employee in his business in Lafayette. So there were some things that people didn't know about him, and he had done a phone interview with me in January, but he had never agreed to go on camera. So here he was becoming a public official, an elected official, and had never appeared on camera before, so that's why I was there waiting for him.
Did he really say the only way to stop me is to kill me?
That is what he said. It was in the context of him talking about a package that was in one of the closets in the coroner's office when he came in there. According to the former coroner, Chuck Preston, it was a gag that was left for what became the coroner.
Wait, you're breaking up a little bit, David. It was a gag that was left what?
For him 10 years earlier when he became the coroner. It was a box with, like, police tape around it, and inside was a body bag. And according to the previous coroner, the one that just finished up his 10 years as coroner, Chuck Preston, he said that was there when he got there. There's been a lot of backbiting, a lot of, you know, personal stuff between Dr. Tape and Dr. Preston. So, I don't know what the real origin of that whole thing was, but it was basically a prank. and the bomb squad was called in, and you know, Dr. Tape says that this he took it as a death threat during his press conference yesterday. But when he first got there Monday night or Monday morning at midnight, he ran away from me. He was driving away from me, and his Tesla wouldn't talk to me, and it was kind of crazy. And we, you know, just kept running to try to catch up to him, and we were able to catch up to him. And then he basically wasn't answering our questions. He did finally face the media the next day at noon. That was yesterday at noon.
So I'm trying to understand. Charles Preston was the previous coroner before Tape?
Correct. He just finished a 10-year stint as
and
the coroner.
And Tape worked for Preston at one point, right?
Correct. From about May of last year until October, he was a forensic pathologist working for Preston. And I questioned Preston about the fact that he didn't do a background check on Tape.
That's my question. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, that was something that Preston basically said that he doesn't do as a matter of course, because he says he relies on the Louisiana Medical Licensing Board to find out, hey, is he licensed? And if he is, then he's good. But part of the problem, of course, is that the Medical Licensing Board information is all private. There's no, they don't have to comply with the public records law. So nobody knows whether Tape disclosed this. He says he did. He says he disclosed that he had these charges against him in New Mexico. But there's no document of that that's available to the public. And again, Preston relied on just the fact that he was licensed by the medical board as a doctor and accepted that without doing a background check. And a simple background check showed that he had these six criminal counts of child sexual abuse, sexual assault on his record.
Remember back in the day, NFL films used to have the football follies, and they would have people fumbling the ball and trying to pick it up. It seems like in this case, there were a lot of people that rumbled, fumbled, stumbled, kicked the ball, and didn't pick it up or didn't grab it. Accurate?
But I would say that's a good analogy. Yeah, I definitely loved those football follies back in the day. Yeah, it would be something to laugh at if it weren't so serious.
Exactly.
And the reason why it's so serious for a lot of people in St. Tammany Parish is the fact that he became the lead for the sexual assault response team for the entire North Shore when he became coroner. And the first thing he did, even before he took office, was to eliminate that program from under the coroner's office. So there are about seven nurses who are specially trained to take evidence of sexual assault and to treat those patients when they come in traumatized and injured in many cases from sexual assault.
All right, David, let me take a break, and when we come back, you can tell me why he decided to do that, and we'll talk about what happens from here, because that St. Tammany Parish coroner's office has been riddled with trouble for a long time. 822, talking to WWL Louisiana investigative reporter David Hammer. Traffic now, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to David Hammer, WWL, Louisiana investigative reporter. The coroner, the new coroner for St. Tammany Parish tape says he did away with this program. Why, David? The sexual assault nurse examiner program?
Well, he says that it's to save the parish taxpayers money. The previous coroner says that that shouldn't be an issue because of all the grants that they get to run the program. The state law requires coroners to operate these programs to deal with sexual assault, gathering of evidence for sexual assaults and treatment of victims. But the coroners can delegate that authority to area hospitals. And Tape says he's made the decision to do that and send it back to the hospitals. The hospitals say that they were caught completely off guard by that decision just in the last few days, and it took effect immediately as of yesterday when Tape took office. And so these it's not as simple as just snapping your fingers and being able to stand up a program where you have the specialized training and equipment you need to gather the evidence of sexual assault. We won't get into the details, obviously, of what goes into that, but you can imagine it's pretty intricate and detailed, and you're dealing with people who are traumatized, and right. It's important, exactly, and it's just lumping it in with the rest of what an ER has to deal with and trying to deal with life-saving operations and handling, you know, victims of violent crime that come in, or people who are injured in accidents or whatever, is not the best way to handle that issue.
So what happens from here, David?
Now they've got to scramble and get that stood up. Dr. Tape is standing by his decision and says that this is going to be what's best for the taxpayers of St. Tammany.
Why in the world, and I know you don't deal with this, you don't deal with speculation, but why in the world he would do this, I don't understand, because you would think, given the situation, he would want as soft of a launch or as soft of an integral period as he could have, right?
Right. Especially given the backdrop of the charges that he faced, why would you take this stark move?
You're not
why
looking not to make a splash in this situation, it? Right?
Right. That's the criticism for sure, Tommy.
All right. Thank you, David. I know you're not done. I know you're watching a bunch of other things. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, David, real quick, if somebody has something that they want to share with you, some tip that they want to give you, and I get this all the time, what's the best way to do that?
You can reach me at dhammer@wwltv.com.
dhammer@wwltv.com. All right, sir, thank you. I appreciate your work. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll talk to Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member, about District C and other things around the city. 8:30, time for WWL First News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.